Cape Talk. Inspiration Wednesdays.
Now, last month during our live studio audience with Cameron van der Berg, we took some very interesting questions from the audience about what it takes to compete at the very highest level of international sport. And some of them came from the young man who is sitting across from me today, who is a 16-year-old Mowbray resident who has his sights set on one day representing South Africa at the Olympics in his chosen sport of speed climbing. I didn't even know that that was a thing until I met Quincy, and I've since learned that speed climbing is in fact one of three new sports that is going to be introduced at the Olympics in Tokyo in 2020. So will this young man be there in SA colours? Let's find out as we welcome Quincy Vary to the studio. He recently won a gold medal in speed climbing at the National Championships. Quincy, it's great to have you back with us. Welcome.
Thank you for that greeting there. I started speed climbing 6 months ago. I was always into the style of urban acrobatics like wall running, parkour, and free running. And I even like climbing trees. I also really love this action adventure game called Assassin's Creed, which has a lot of parkour action. And I was like, damn, I want to do that one day.
Yeah.
And I just like dynamic movements.
Okay.
In general.
So before we talk more about your personal journey with the sport, I thought it might be useful, Quincy, to fill the listeners in who might be like me, not having too much knowledge of what the sport entails. And we've brought along with you Chris Nordea, who's the chair of Western Cape Climbing. Chris, can you explain for us, for somebody who's never seen speed climbing and has no idea what it's all about, what does the sport actually entail?
Thank you, Pippa. It's great to be here and nice to have the opportunity to explain these things.
Mm-hmm.
So speed climbing is a relatively new sport worldwide. In South Africa, well, Cape Town particularly, we've only had a speed wall for the last 6 months. And speed climbing is a little different to the other climbing disciplines in that it's exactly the same problem that you have to climb anywhere in the world. So mm-hmm. it's a very standard speed wall, which is 15 meters high, with the holds positioned in exactly the same position, okay. with the same surface and all of that, wherever you go in the world. And then it's just literally getting up as quick as you can. So it's the climbing equivalent of hurdles, I suppose.
Okay.
It's a dash along something with some obstacles along the way.
Okay.
And that's speed climbing.
And is that dash done with the safety ropes and harnesses yeah. that you would expect it would require?
So you have a safety rope and an auto belay system, which is a kind of a rope that winds up automatically as you go up. It's too fast. They go up too fast for somebody to pull it
to
in by hand.
To belay you personally, yeah, okay. I mean, how fast are we talking? When you say too fast, how long do the world leaders take to get up that wall?
The 15 meters, the world record is for 5.6 seconds
yeah. to climb a 15-meter wall.
15 yep. meters, yeah.
Your turn.
It's fast.
That's what I take to climb a stair. Okay.
So when people start this thing, it's generally speaking, a reasonably good climber can expect a time of about 30 seconds or so first
okay.
time round, and then it quickly comes down to around the sort of 12 seconds, and then it's a bit of work to get down below that.
Which makes Quincy then a very accomplished speed climber,
absolutely.
Because I'm told your best time is 8.45 seconds. Is that right?
Yep. I actually recently got a few split seconds lower.
Oof,
well, actually, I got 8.4 yesterday.
Okay, that's amazing. Yeah. Now, Quincy, I'm taken aback. You said you've only been doing this for 6 months. You've already got a gold medal at the Champs in Joburg the other day. How did you actually discover this sport? Did you come to it via regular climbing? I mean, you've told us the background of how you've always been interested in this kind of movement, but who tipped you off that speed climbing was a thing that you could go and try?
Well, I mean, I can start with who encouraged me to do rock climbing.
Yeah.
My parents and especially my tutor, Mr. Thiel. He was my tutor in grade 7 and grade 8.
Yeah.
And ever since I started homeschooling, he really encouraged me. So I was just looking, I want to do so I thought I wanted to do another aspect of climbing. And I didn't know rock climbing was this big of a thing back then. And he told me about City Rock, and he introduced me to City Rock, and then I decided, maybe I should go there one day. And yeah, that's how, those are the people who encouraged me to rock climb.
Okay. What is it? What do you love so about it? How do you feel when you're racing up that wall? Because you must have to be incredibly focused on where each foothold and handhold lies next at huge speed. It's really, really pressurized. Is that what makes you buzz as you're going up the wall?
Yeah, it's a great feeling to be fast. I really love being fast in the wall. Like I said, I just love being fast. I love dynamic movements. Mm-hmm. I love knowing what I'm doing. I just love being fast on the wall.
Now, fast you certainly are. You went up to Joburg just after we spoke to you the first time here at the studios. And did you expect that you were going to do as well as you did coming back with a gold medal?
I didn't really expect getting the gold medal. My primary goal when I was at the comp, and it will be always, is just to have fun and learn from others. And I was really happy to see that I got the gold medal. So, yeah, I wasn't really expecting it, mm-hmm. but I was really happy to see I got the gold medal.
Chris, how many competitors are taking part in the sport at the level that Quincy is doing? I mean, it is relatively new. Have you got a good groundswell of interest yet?
It's still taking off pretty slowly. In the Western Cape, we've got probably 10 people who are really keen on it and good at it. A few others getting into it slowly.
Okay.
But at a national level, we've got about 20 or 25 people competing seriously.
Okay.
In speed climbing. In bouldering and lead, obviously it's a lot bigger because it's been going longer.
So. Now, okay, I'm glad you mentioned those because I'm reading up about the inclusion in the Tokyo Olympics. One of the more controversial things is that it's kind of like a triathlon of speed climbing that they've included. You've got to do all three of those disciplines medal.
You have to do all three and there's only one medal, which is the combined winner of the three different disciplines. So it's not a very popular decision amongst the climbers, speed climbing being a new sport. But it's taking off and people are getting used to the idea and buying into it. And I see many of the old stalwarts from of the best climbers in the world are starting to get a bit faster and picking up on that, which they have to do. If they want to compete at the Olympics, you've got to do all three and you've got to be the best at all three.
You just got to accept that, How does that affect you, Quincy? I mean, have you got any experience in the lead and bouldering as well, or have you only to date done the speed wall?
I do have a lot more experience with lead. With bouldering. I should have a lot more experience with bouldering because I only started speed 6 months ago. But yes, I do have experience with lead and bouldering.
So let's talk about where you go from here. You've got your sights set on an international competition next, which is the International Federation of Sport Climbing Youth World Championships in Moscow just a couple of weeks from now, aren't they? How far away are we from that event?
It's coming this Saturday.
It's this Saturday
this
already.
Saturday,
okay.
I'll be flying.
Now I know that you were fundraising to get there, so you've been able to get to a point where you are able to go and compete this coming weekend.
Yes.
That's fantastic. When do you actually leave, Quincy?
Okay. This Saturday, 8 a.m. I think it is.
Okay.
Flight.
And so it's suddenly just around the corner. Must be incredibly exciting for you, young man of only 16, heading off to Moscow to go and represent South Africa in the sport you love so much. How do you feel about that?
I feel it's really an honor. And when I was qualifying for the team, I felt like it was a real honor just qualifying to go to the World Youth World Championships and representing SA. And this will be my first time overseas, so I'm really excited. I also have been warned that it can be a bit intimidating and overwhelming, but I'm going to learn and do the best and have as much fun as I can.
It's all anyone can ask of you. Having said that, though, how excited are you to know that this is now an Olympic sport? I mean, do you have your sights set on an Olympic goal?
I'm really, really excited and really happy, but like Chris said, Nira compete in all three disciplines. So I'm going to work really hard after the Worlds. I'm going to really focus on lead and bouldering. But other than that, I'm really happy that it's now a Olympic professional sport. So, yes, I'm going to train hard.
Okay. Chris, realistically, I mean, could we see South Africans competing in this discipline in Tokyo already?
We will almost certainly have one male, one female. The way that the selections are run, there needs to be one from Africa. And at the moment, South Africa is the leading. There are some climbers in the rest of Africa, but it's not a huge sport. So at the moment, South Africa is leading Africa. So we'll have one male, one female at the Olympics. It'd be a big ask for Quincy to get in the 2020, maybe 2024.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it's now suddenly not just the youth; it's now everybody, and we do have some very strong climbers in the rest of the country as well. So we've got two climbers going now to the Youth Olympics in October.
Okay.
Who have been selected already, and the plans are in place for them to get there. And I think it's all about competing. I think what Quincy will find when he gets to the Youth Worlds is that it's also a great opportunity to meet climbers from all over the world. And the climbers who do come back from these competitions have made friends all over the world, and that's just a fantastic part of it, because climbing is not only a competitive sport, but it's also a lifestyle sport. Weekends are spent on the mountain and in the crags, and we have at the moment we've just come through a season in Rocklands where 1,000 American climbers about have been visiting our Cedarburg now, and as you make friends with all of these people, you've got this constant stream of people that you know coming through the country, and coming to say hello and climb with you, and it's just a fantastic sport from that
opportunity. Just quickly before we go to news, Trish has asked a question, Quincy, on our WhatsApp line. She wants to know if speed climbing puts more pressure on your fingers than bouldering does, because she says my son has done bouldering for many years, his fingers really get hammered.
Well, it depends what boulder thing you do. Like, if you're doing dynoing, that really eats your fingers. So I would say I'm bouldering a bit more. Yeah.
Okay.
Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk.
Just a couple more questions to wrap up our conversation. If you've joined us late to the party, as it were, we're chatting to young Quincy Very, 16 years old, a resident of Mowbray, about to leave this weekend for Russia, where he's going to be competing in an international competition in his sport of speed climbing. We're also joined in studio by Chris Nordere, who is the chair of Western Cape Climbing. And Chris, I think this question is probably best directed to you. Vessel asking on the SMS line, how safe are sport crags in Cape Town these days with respect to crime? You're not immune to it, as any sport is.
I'd love to be really optimistic about that, but the reality of it is that there have been a number of horrible incidents in and around the crags around here. It's not the worst in the country, but it's still a problem. As Western Cape Climbing, we no longer take our youngsters out climbing on the crags, which we used to, which is a bit sad. I personally still go with my son, and we tend to try and go in larger groups and not individually. But I can't say that I sit there completely stressed all the time, but the risk is there. There are a lot of people working very hard at trying to rectify that situation, but we do have a lot of square kilometers of space to patrol, and it's a problem.
It's a problem affecting so many other sports as well as yours, the mountain climbers, absolutely. The walkers, the hikers, etc. Yola on the WhatsApp line saying, could you please tell me where I can learn this sport of bouldering? I live in Clan William and I'd love to enjoy Rocklands.
Well, Clan William, you've got the Rocklands Rangers. If you get hold of the chap at the Storytellers at Rocklands, he's running the club there at the moment. So you've got one right on your doorstep.
Okay.
For anyone in and around Cape Town, you can get hold of us at Western Cape Climbing, which is just address an email to secretary@westerncapeclimbing.co.za. And we'll put you on to, depending on your age group, the relevant club and gym. So you would probably want to learn in a gym and then move outdoors. That's the usual path, although it doesn't have to be that way. But we have a huge amount of stuff that's on our crags, free for bouldering and two very good gyms to practice that in.
Okay, the, City Rock and so, what's the
and
other
Block
one?
11,
and Block 11.
Both of them in Pardon Island. And depending on your age group or ability, you can make the decision there.
Okay, thanks, Chris. So, Quincy, I want to give the last word to you. Firstly, our last word is to wish you the best of luck in Moscow, and I hope it's an amazing experience for you. I want to close by asking what you would say to other young people listening today in terms of encouraging them to give this sport a try. Is it something you think more people should be exploring?
I think definitely. It suits any type of temperament. I think anyone can do it as long as they have a goal, have the right mindset, and they work hard. I think anyone can do it.
But not all of them can do it as fast as you do. So Quincy,
as long as they train.
As long as they train hard, absolutely. But I don't think I would ever get close to 8 seconds, no matter how long I train. Quincy, best of luck. I hope that the trip to Moscow is everything you're hoping for, a wonderful experience to meet people and learn from other climbers. And please keep in touch with us when you're back about how you got along.
Definitely.
Quincy, very good luck to you. And Chris Nordier, lovely to meet you. Thanks so much for popping in today.
Thank you so much for having us.